if we're talking about people who are in crisis, frequently the subject comes up about anger and God, yes. And you have a whole chapter on that.
Well, so, absolutely, and that's where things can turn to the negative. I mean, people will have they'll lose their child or something like that, or they'll develop cancer, and they will become angry with God, and they will feel that God is no longer with them. They will have a crisis in their faith. And of course, when that does happen, that does have negative consequences for people. When people actually have that kind of anger and fear, it turns on the areas of our brain that foster those negative emotions. It releases our stress hormones, and these literally have a physically damaging effect on the human body. So when people do get angry with God, and then that gets expressed in their behaviors and their emotions, that can become a very negative thing. And there is a fair amount of evidence to show that even when people are just struggling with their beliefs and what to believe and how to believe them, that can cause a great deal of stress and a great deal of a negative impact on how they are. It may actually even shorten their lives, and that's why I think it's so important to understand that, and to understand that can happen, and to try to figure out the ways in which we can get the belief systems to kind of turn around and to try to look at something in a more positive way. In fact, there's a lot of individuals these days who are trying to find ways of integrating what we know about religious and spiritual beliefs with things like psychotherapy to help people deal with not only their psychological problems, but the spiritual elements of those problems as well, and hope to give them a sense of meaning, a sense of purpose, and something that can be of value to them that may help them to get through that process and get past that anger and convert that into something that's more positive and beneficial for them.